This is You Just Don't Like Me, Not Like You Used To, a Ted Lasso fic written by both sexuals and read by KLB. Summary: Nate receives a toy soldier from Ted. It's a surprise when the package shows up at Nate's door, though maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe if he hadn't willed himself to forget about Ted quite so much, he might have seen it coming. There's no note, no words at all, but it doesn't need one. There's no one else the small toy soldier could be from. Nate considers throwing it away, and he almost does, but finds he can't quite do so. It's all right. As long as there's no one there to see him, he can allow himself to be a little weak. He puts it in a drawer, closes it, and wills himself to forget all about it. 2 days pass before he opens the drawer and pulls the soldier out. He puts it in his pocket and takes it with him to training. No one has to know. The soldier stays with him, on his dresser, in his backpack, in the pocket of his trousers. Nate carries him absentmindedly, the sole reminder of a version of himself he probably should have liked more. It has been 2 weeks since he received the soldier, when he sees Ted at the Crown and Anchor, nursing a beer on his own, no other coaches, players, or friends to be found. Maybe he stares for a moment too long. Maybe Ted wouldn't have noticed him otherwise. It's not like people usually do. But as it is, Ted does see him, and he raises his pint in his direction before taking a sip. Nate doesn't return the gesture, and maybe that's too bitter. Definitely, judging by the way May stares daggers at him. He's just emptied another beer when she approaches him with another. "Talk to him," she says stiffly. "Go on." He doesn't say anything, and she sighs. "Beer's on the house if you do." He doesn't know why he actually listens, but he stands, takes the beer from her tray, and sits next to Ted at the counter. He doesn't know what to say, and Ted, uncharacteristically, doesn't speak first. It's a few minutes before he thinks of anything to do. He reaches in his pocket and takes the soldier out, twirls it a couple times in his hand before setting it down on the counter, between him and Ted. "You got it," Ted mumbles, and Nate wonders how many beers he's had. "Why'd you give me this?" he asks. Ted shrugs. "You hate me," Nate presses. "No," Ted calmly replies. "You hate me, and Lord knows I've actually given you reason to." Nate scoffs, averting his gaze. "I am sorry, Nate," Ted says, barely more than a whisper. Nate turns to see the coach's hand hovering just above his arm, almost touching, but not quite. "So am I," Nate should say, but he doesn't. Instead, he only nods. "You're doing a great job," Ted tentatively continues. "They're lucky to have you." "Yes," Nate says, and he wishes the word hadn't come out so strained. Ted nods slowly and empties his beer, which May readily replaces with a new one. Nate feels an odd urge to empty his own, then does so. He gets a new one too, and drinks in silence, at Ted's exact pace. Once those are empty too, Ted speaks again. Fancy a game? He asks, his words jumbled and his eyes a little cloudy as he points at the dartboard. Nate nods, and then they're on their feet.
Oi! May calls after them. Don't stab anyone, wankers!
Ted gives her a small smile and a salute, and that reminds Nate his soldier is still on the counter. He looks at it, and feels as though it's staring back at him.
Your turn,
Ted says, a tentative touch to Nate's shoulder to catch his attention, and Nate only then sees he already played. Not well at all, he notices with a twisted pride, his skill clearly inhibited by the alcohol in his system. Nate throws, and he doesn't do much better. He wills himself to focus, because he needs to win this, and his next turns get progressively better. He wins, if he's honest with himself, because Ted was drunk and barely trying, but he won't be. Well done, Ted says, the words stinging and softening Nate at the same time. He nods, and follows Ted as he returns to the counter, where the soldier is still staring right at Nate. Ted picks up his jacket and grabs his wallet, puts a few bills on the counter, and gives May a wave.
Should get home, he explains.
He glances back to the soldier and picks it up. He seems to study it carefully for a moment, as if he hasn't seen it before. This is yours, he murmurs, handing it back to Nate, their fingers grazing as he does so. Nate nods again, not trusting himself to speak. Bye, Nate the Great, Ted says, and puts a hand on Nate's shoulder as he heads for the door. The touch feels like it burns. Nate watches him disappear, gripping the soldier a little too tight. The end.